Okay, we continue with our study of the Ramban into Parshas Noach. The focus, of course, of Parshas Noach is the marvel, the flood, which destroys all of mankind. And the beginning of the Parsha tells to us why Hashem decided to destroy mankind. But there seems to be two different reasons, two different accounts given as to why that is. The first account that we come across is the narration that the Torah gives us itself. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us why it is that He destroys the world, that it's in two different psukim. Using the language of Hashchasa, became corrupt. Rashi describes it's a language of two things, of Erva and of Avodah Zarah, of immorality and idolatry. The world had become corrupt before Hashem. And the world was filled with robbery. So there seem to be two things. There's the idea of the corruption of the world, immorality and idolatry, together with robbery. Then the Torah continues, Hashem looked upon the world and He saw that it had become nishchas, that it had become corrupt. He hishchis kol basar esdarko al ha'aretz, because all of the flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. So in the four descriptions that are used, the four adjectives describing the problem, three of the four of them have to do with ki hishchis, or haschas, this corruption that takes place. One time the Torah mentions the robbery, but the overall picture seems to be a hashchasa of the world, a corruption in the form of idolatry and immorality. But then when Hashem actually speaks to Noah and tells him that He's going to destroy the world, He says it in a different way. Vayomer Elokim leNoach, Keitz kol basar b'olafanai, ki malah ha'aretz chamas mitnehem. The end of all the flesh has come before me because the world is filled with robbery. And that's the only mention that's given. Hashem doesn't mention at all ki hishchis kol basar. Doesn't mention the corruption. Doesn't mention idolatry or immorality. The only thing that Noach is told about is the robbery aspect. So even if Noach were to sit there over the next 120 years while he constructs the teva and he's to give mussar to his colleagues, to his fellow people in the world at the time, the only thing that he was told about was the robbery, even though Hashem seems to have been more bothered by the corruption of idolatry and immorality. Asks the Ramban, why then was Noah only told about the robbery and not about the other problems? The Ramban suggests three things which he puts together as three reasons why Noah would only have been told about the robbery and not about anything else. Number one, he says that it was the Chet HaYadua VaHamefursam. This was the sin which was more known and was open. It was known to everybody. It was revealed. People could see everybody stealing from one another, taking this, taking that. The idolatry, morality, was a little bit more of a private issue, and therefore wasn't as well known. So Noach was told about the one that was the Yadua and was Mefursam. Adds the Ramban as well, that robbery, Hamas, also is Ra Lebrios Vira Lemochom. Not only is it detrimental to Hashem, but it's also detrimental to your fellow man, because you're obviously stealing one thing from another person, as opposed to the immorality and the idolatry. Might not be appropriate behavior, but it doesn't harm another person. It may be Ra Lashamayim, but it's not Ra, it's not also bad for a human being. So those two things you have in the element of robbery being bad both to people and to Shamayim, as well as the fact that it is more revealed and known around in the world at the time. And then the Ramban adds a third reason, and he says, Ki Hamas, excuse me, quoting from Chazal, that the prohibition, the violation of robbery, is that which was the Nechtamam Gzardinam. The final din, the final verdict that they had, that the people were going to be destroyed, was specifically because of the fact that they were thieves and that they were robbing. Says the Ramban, why is this so much worse than everything else that they did? And he suggests a reason which we're going to have often again in throughout the parish of the Ramban, with Neshehu Mitzvah Muskelas. This is a mitzvah that's in seichel, it's just logical, it's intuit, you could intuit on one's own a prohibition of stealing from another person. This belongs to someone else, I don't have any right to take it. Says the Ramban, Ein lahem bat sorach lenovi mazir. You don't need a prophet to come and tell you, you're not allowed to steal. That's something that a person has to come to on their own. They need to come to that understanding, realize that as a human being, it's prohibited to steal, and therefore as a result of that, more than the idolatry and the immorality, that is where their Gzardin came from. That's where the Chasimus Adin, the end, final seal of their judgment came specifically because of that. That you need to figure out on your own. And this is something I mentioned over Sukkot from the Rabbeinu Nissim, that he writes in his Hakdama, that from the time the world was created, we don't need a Torah to teach us proper human behavior. We don't need the Torah to teach us to be nice, to be kind, to be honest, to be true. Those are things which human beings are required to know from the moment of creation and on. That's something that's required of a person to be able to figure out. A mitzvah muskelas. The Rambam uses this idea, and with this we'll close. He asks a question as to, in his Shemona Prakim, who is the greater Jew? The Jew who struggles with his Yetzirah, who struggles with his desires and overcomes his struggles, or the Jew who never had the desire in the first place? Who is considered the greater human being, the greater Jew, to struggle with, I really want to do something that's forbidden and I overcome that, or I'm removed from that, I never even am tempted by that? Great Shabbos table discussion, you'll get all sorts of interesting answers. The Rambam's answer, he distinguishes between the types of mitzvahs. He says a mitzvah muskelis, a mitzvah that one should think of on their own, an intuitive kind of mitzvah, don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie, to be honest. Those kinds of things, a refined human being never even has the desire in the first place. It's not a milah, it's not a great thing to say, I really wanted to kill somebody, but I held myself back. We don't look upon that as a refinement. We don't look upon that as a great Jew who struggled with a desire to kill, to cheat, to steal. On that, the higher quality human being is a person who never even has a desire, works on himself to the point where it's not even something he's tempted by. But the mitzvahs, which only we have because the Torah tells us, shatnez, kashrus, shabbos, the things that no one would have thought of this on our own, on that, says the Rambam, it's greater to have said, as the Gemara says, that I wish I could do certain things, what can I do? Hashem is gozer, Hashem tells me that I'm not allowed to do. And there we say, l'fun sara agra, the more that a person struggles, the greater that a person is. And there the Rambam says, a person said, I want to do these things, but what can I do? Hashem told me not to. But on the mitzvahs muskelas, on the illogical types of mitzvahs that a person should think of on their own, not to steal, not to cheat, not to kill, there a person should right away on their own be so refined, they're not even interested, not even tempted by that. And that, says the Ramban, is why the destruction of the world came about when Noah was told about it, specifically only about the robbery. That's what he needed to tell his generation about. That was the type of thing that Hashem said, if this is rampant in the world, then this type of people can't exist.